Looking through the front window, I noticed that the storm was coming in, and suddenly, within what seemed to me just a few seconds, but I'm sure it was a few minutes, everything turned extremely dark. I was unable to see across the street. Then suddenly it became light, and looking again across the street, I saw that all the buildings had been blown down or destroyed. This frightened me terribly. I went back to the office and told Ms. Jaworski that we had better proceed to our suite across the street. In the meantime, I heard a terrific noise in the basement, or towards the first floor of the building where the First National Bank was located. I realized later that the windows had all blown in. As we proceeded out of the office, everything was dark in the building, the lights were off, and people began to stream down the stairs, as the elevators were completely out, screaming and in panic. We tried to help them as much as we could. I only had two little flashlights, which one that I used for examination of the throat and the other one for examination of the ears, and we carried those as best we could to show the people how to get down. The building had swayed quite a bit, and they began panicky trying to get to the outside. Some of them, of course, realized that they had families that were probably in the middle of the storm. Some had realized that the husbands probably were downtown, and that added to the panic. As I went to the first floor, pandemonium, of course, had taken charge. People were screaming, running. The officers of the First National Bank, one especially, Mr. Earl Harrison, asked me to come to the bank as they had all gone to the back of the bank into the vault, and some of them were extremely frightened, some of them were in shock.